I'm Roberta Janoski. I'm the town clerk in Chittenden. We've been amazed at how many people have been piling in here this morning, so we're happy about that.
Hi, I'm Megan Rice. I'm from Rutland, Vermont.
And I'm Andrew Rice. I'm from Rutland, Vermont as well. Honestly, it's just, this is what we do. It's an election day. We come out, we vote.
We're here to support local politics and make sure that the people in our community that we want to have support our community get elected.
I'm Betsy Morgan, and I live in Pittsford, Vermont.
What issues were pressing to you this time around?
I'm frustrated by the fact that I think a lot of our people who are running are not actually dealing with the really big issues, things like the environment and things that I think healthcare definitely is. But we spent more time trading jabs at each other rather than talking about the real issues, and I think that really, really upsets me.
I'm Valerie Taylor, and I live in Mendon. I don't have any Mendon issues. I have more, I think, a countrywide. I am a Republican, so I'm trying to keep the House and the Senate fairly Republican as I can. I'm not comfortable with abortion at all, and that definitely puts my pen in a specific circle when I'm voting.
I'm Steve Curry, and I live in Rutland City. For me, there weren't really critical issues going on in Vermont. There were a couple of elections where I was pretty much uninformed, and so, you know, vote for 15 justices of the peace. I don't know who they are. It's almost insane. I voted for three who I knew. At the national level, I think that there were some really important messages to be sent. But again, you know, as a voter in Vermont, there's no doubt in my mind that Sanders and Welch were going to win the national, you know, the elections that have national impact. And so the only real effect that my vote might have would be, you know, what kind of a margin. And maybe that helped send the message to Washington.